Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. The tune for this song was written by a friend of Van Deventer's. His name was Winfield Scott Whedon. He was from Ohio and worked with Van Deventer by singing and song leading in the evangelistic campaigns. He taught singing as well. When he was older, he even owned a small hotel in Manhattan, New York. Guess what the words are that are engraved on his tombstone? I surrender all. It seems pretty appropriate, doesn't it, when he wrote the lyrics for this song? Hey, boys and girls, welcome back. We are continuing this story about Paul, and we're going to hear about how he came in contact with a runaway slave. What's going to happen? Is that slave going to be put to death? I hope not, but let's go ahead and bow our heads in prayer before we get started. Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to learn of you. You are meek and lowly of heart. Help us to look at the story today with new eyes that maybe we've never seen before. Thank you for your love and care. Amen. Even though Paul was a prisoner, he was allowed to be in a rented house. Remember, we talked about that a little bit last time. He had a guard with him, but he was allowed to have visitors. He was allowed for people to come and go freely. The first people he wanted to talk with were the Jewish leaders in Rome. Now, remember, Paul is a Christian. He believes in Christ, but he wanted to meet with the Jewish leaders. The Jews did not believe that Jesus came as the Messiah, and so he wanted to meet with them and talk with them. Those leaders said that they hadn't heard anything against Paul. Paul was trying to find out, has word of my beliefs and word of what's been happening, has that come ahead of me? Do people know about what's happening with me and my case, or is it just nobody really knows over here? Well, they said, nobody really knows. We haven't heard anything against you. But they did know that Christians were not liked, and they wanted to know why. They were like, so we've heard that the Christians aren't really liked, but we don't know why. Can you explain this to us? Let's look it up in Acts chapter 28, verse 17. And then we're going to skip and read verse 21 and 22. Okay, that sounds a little complicated, but it shouldn't be too bad. So let's read Acts chapter 28. That's in the New Testament. If you need a little more time, you can press pause. And then when you're ready, press play again. Acts chapter 28. And then you're going to look down for those little numbers, the verses, verse 17. So we're going to read 17. And then we're going to skip down and read verse 21 and then 22. Okay, Acts chapter 28. Verse 17, 21, and 22. Let's see what that says.
And it came to pass, after the 3 days, that Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. So when they had come together, he said to them, "Men and brethren, though I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans." Then they said to him, "We neither receive letters from Judea concerning you, nor have any of the brethren who came spoken any evil of you. But we desire to hear from you what you think concerning this sect. We know it has been spoken against everywhere."
These Jewish leaders hadn't heard anything, but they wanted Paul to tell them what was up with the Christians. Oh, do you think Paul was excited? Yes, he must have been thrilled when many of those leaders came back again to hear him tell about Jesus. How long did that Bible study last? Look at verse 23. So we just read verse 22. Now let's read verse 23, the very next verse.
"So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening."
How long did they meet together? A whole day. They came to his house where he was staying, and he explained all about Jesus. Some of the leaders believed what Paul taught, and some of them didn't. So guess what happened? When some people believe one thing and others believe another, what ends up happening usually? There's an argument. Have you ever argued with a brother or a sister over something? You just start, one has one opinion and the other has another. You know, many people in our country are very, very divided. I guess maybe probably even the world are very, very divided over all sorts of things, over different government policies, over masks, over vaccines, all these things. People are divided and they end up getting in a big argument. Well, that's what was happening way back in Paul's time. They were having a big argument over, was Jesus the Messiah or not? Should Christians be thought of in a good way or not? For 2 years, Paul and the guard who was with him lived in that rented house. Paul held meetings there. He taught many people who came to visit him. He wrote letters. He made sure that he was communicating, and he made the most of that time. Look at verse 30 and 31, Acts chapter 28. Now we're skipping down. We're going to read verse 30 and 31.
"Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him."
So did anyone stop him? No, they didn't. Well, one of the people who came to Paul was a heathen slave named Onesimus. Can you say Onesimus? Onesimus. He had stolen money from his master and had run away to Rome. He had escaped. By the time Paul met him, Onesimus had spent all of the money. He was ragged. He was hungry. And he was probably frightened. Slaves that ran away could lose their lives. Well, Paul felt really sorry for Onesimus. He talked kindly to him. He gave him food and clothes. And, of course, he told Onesimus all about Jesus and how Jesus could give him the true freedom that he was longing for. Onesimus thought about that wonderful thing, and he wanted what Paul had told him about. He decided he did want to change. He did want to become a Christian. Do you think that made Paul excited and happy? Oh, you better believe it. Somebody chose Jesus. They were excited. They wanted to know more about Jesus, and then they chose him. It is so exciting when somebody that you've shared Jesus with becomes a Christian, when they choose to let Jesus work in their hearts and their lives and to give them the power and the victory over sin. We have someone in our church who we've done Bible studies with, and she has been learning and growing and is so excited about what Jesus has been doing in her life to help her overcome addictions, to help her to pay her tithe and be faithful in that. And she has seen God reward her and bless her for her faithfulness. It is so encouraging to see how she has been learning and growing in Christ and how God has been making a difference in her life and how excited she is about it. This is what was happening with Onesimus. His life was being changed. God was changing him from the inside out. He didn't have to work for it. He allowed Jesus to do the work in him. What a blessing. What a wonderful thing. Do you want Jesus to do that work in you? Do you want him to change your heart and to change your life, to help you to do what he wants you to do? It's not hard. All we have to do is ask Jesus into our heart and surrender our will and our lives to him. Do you want to do that today? I do. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we want you to come into our hearts and change us from the inside out. Help us to do what is right, to follow you no matter what. Thank you for the story of Onesimus, how Paul was able to share the good news with him, and he accepted you as his Savior. Lord, we want to accept you as our Savior. We want to follow you and trust you and lean on you in the good times and the bad. In Jesus' name, amen. Our memory verse today is Matthew 6:14. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. What a promise! Isn't that wonderful? I want to forgive those around me, don't you?
Matthew 6:14.
The story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.